Thank you very much. Madam Chair, Special Rapporteur, ladies and gentlemen. If the impact of statelessness on minorities has been a hidden issue until recently, the impact of statelessness on minority women and children has been even more hidden. If we're to fully understand how and why statelessness impacts on minorities around the world and find solutions, we have to understand it as an intersectional problem. What does that mean? It means that we have to understand the multiple and intersecting disadvantages faced by the people affected. What does it mean to be a woman, a minority woman, a minority stateless woman, and why are they disproportionately affected? This is not a new concept. The international legal framework requires us to take an intersectional approach. The statelessness conventions are not the only international legal instruments setting standards and obligations relating to statelessness and the right to a nationality. Amongst others, CEDAW explicitly requires to grant equal nationality rights to men and women. The Convention on the Rights of the Child, almost universally ratified, enshrines the right of all children to nationality. CERD requires the elimination of racial discrimination in respect of the right to a nationality. And the CRPD protects people with disabilities from discrimination in relation to their right to birth registration and nationality. The fact that these provisions exist in international law tells us something about structural inequality. It tells us how we need to approach the issue of statelessness and why minorities, minority women of colour, minority women of colour who are disabled are disproportionately impacted by such a fundamental form of exclusion as statelessness. This discussion, this forum, is a significant step forward out of our traditional silos, be it statelessness, minority rights, women's rights, children's rights, towards a more intersectional understanding of statelessness that's more grounded in reality. Statelessness is a minority issue. Statelessness is a gendered issue. Statelessness impacts differently on children, on people with disabilities, on others with intersecting identities. To understand this more comprehensively is to understand people's lives more completely and their experiences, and to begin to find solutions that are grounded in that experience and that are shaped and driven and relevant to the people affected. So who are we talking about, and what do we need to do in more concrete terms to turn this intersectional international framework into law, policy and practice that effectively addresses statelessness? First and foremost, we need to eliminate provisions in nationality laws that directly discriminate against women, like we've just heard, one of the main causes of statelessness. Nationality laws in 25 countries around the world prevent women from passing their nationality onto their children on an equal basis with men. Around 50 countries deny women equal rights with men in their ability to acquire, change, retain, and confer their nationality. The Global Campaign for Equal Nationality Rights has done tremendous work in recent years to galvanize action to reform gender discriminatory laws, and countries that have removed discriminatory provisions should be commended. But we have to build on this and take the debate beyond explicit legal discrimination to understand the subtler forms of indirect discrimination in the way seemingly neutral laws are implemented in practice. And this is where minority women and children in Europe, in the context where we work, are being most impacted by the risk of statelessness. Take the example of Roma women and children in the Western Balkans, a context where several factors combine to heighten the risk of statelessness: state succession, displacement, affecting the most marginalized groups most acutely. It's their belonging that is most often questioned. Add to this the wider societal context across Europe of anti-Gypsyism and gender inequality, and you have a recipe for Roma women and children to be disproportionately impacted by the risk of statelessness. Nationality laws don't explicitly exclude Roma women and children from citizenship, but they're disproportionately impacted by insurmountable administrative barriers, discrimination, and lack of access to justice. This manifests in intergenerational cycles of exclusion. For example, Roma women face barriers to accessing reproductive health care because of documentation problems. So often, they give birth at home. But then, as a consequence, they face barriers to registering their own children's birth. In this way, the risk of statelessness is passed on from generation to generation. Inequality and lack of documentation also contribute to gendered violence and exploitation, further exacerbating those inequalities and perpetuating the risk of statelessness. Documentation is often required to access state-funded legal aid, even when that legal aid is required precisely to resolve the documentation problems, denying access to justice. It's very easy to put the onus on individuals to seek redress or to blame those individuals for a supposed lack of interest in resolving their documentation problems or accessing naturalization procedures for those affected. But that ignores the structural inequalities underpinning these problems, not to mention the voices and the agency of people affected, many of whom we've heard in the room over the last 2 days. The onus has to be on those who hold power, on states, to redress the balance and to engage with those affected to understand how to do this. But progress has been made, as we've heard, and good practice does exist. Our Statelessness Index, which was launched earlier this year, is an online comparative tool that examines law, policy, and practice in countries across Europe, assessing how states protect stateless people and what they're doing to prevent and reduce statelessness, benchmarking performance against those international standards. It currently includes 12 countries, and we're adding 6 more this year and more each year as we develop the tool as something to help everybody's work on this issue. And the index highlights that there are solutions. They do exist. It is possible to prevent and reduce statelessness. But to ensure those solutions are effective, it's essential to take an intersectional approach, to harness political will and commitment, and to ensure that the people affected shape and guide that process. Thank you.